Moving on, Israel is remaining defiant over any change to its settlement expansion. It calls it natural growth and says it's a right that must be contained in any peace settlement with Palestine. Dubbed illegal under international law, settlements have become a bone of contention between Israel and the US, and now Europe is also piling on the pressure. To discuss whether this is the start of a stalemate is Saeb Shaath, Middle East affairs expert, joining us from Cairo. Many thanks for being with us here on Press TV. Why should Israel give in and halt building, as it calls it, its rightful natural expansion?
Israel will never give in building settlements unless the Palestinian political system, who's facing Israel, changed to the same style happened in Gaza prior to the runaway of the Israeli army from Gaza Strip. Resistance, constant resistance, solid resistance, some Arabic and Islamic support will achieve the freedom of settlement and even the removal of settlements upon the West Bank. But with the status quo going on in Palestine and in the Arabic world, and with even the new American administration, the position of the Israelis, they will expand settlements. That's what they did since the signing of the Oslo Agreement. And they will continue to do that because the political system which and the Oslo Agreement have so many loopholes in it which allow them to expand and build, as they call it, their access road creating more and more settlement and land-grabbing policy expanding, not just under the right-wing Israeli government right now. It's even in the left wing, even during Rabin himself, who signed the Oslo Agreement, they were grabbing land. Israel is a colonial entity, and Israel designed as a colonial entity to serve the imperialist American empire, and it will continue to expand as long as the United States wants it to function and carry on functions of the imperial American expansions in the Middle East.
Yeah.
If the United States stop, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'd just like to bring in at this point Osama Safar, joining us from Beirut, director of the Center for Policy Studies there in the capital. Many thanks for being with us. We're just discussing why Israel should give up settlement expansion. Ehud Barak told Israeli Public Radio on Wednesday, and I quote, "We must put this issue in perspective, bearing in mind that it is only one component in the context of an overall agreement for peace with the Arab world." How important is the issue of settlements when put into perspective?
Look, the issue of the settlement is at the heart of any possible Arab-Israeli peace agreement. There will never be peace. There will never be a final settlement without settling, among several other issues, but primarily the settlement issues. This is about territorial sovereignty. This is about the restoration of occupied Arab land. This is about legitimacy. It's about international law. It's about human needs of the Palestinians. Really, all of these causes and all of these roots mumbled together to make the settlement issue. It's a deep psychological wound for the Palestinians to live crammed in poor neighborhoods like jails and to look over the hills and to see their own lands being occupied by the Israelis and living in posh houses and using their water, using their territories, preventing them from driving through them.
Israel says that they have a right to that land.
Well, Israel says it has the right to occupy lands, but the whole international community says no. It does not have that right. Even the United States, all the European Union, and all the self-respecting governments around the world, settlements have never been legal. Despite the fact that Israel's existence was acknowledged by a large number of states, that the existence of that state is legal part of the end, but the settlements have always been illegal, illegitimate, and preventable. This is really a major bone of contention. I don't think there is any serious peace process or any serious talks that can start without immediate freeze of the settlements and a plan to phase out the settlements and stop them completely. I mean, there is no way you can have a contiguous Palestinian state if you continue settlement expansions as they are right now or as they have been maybe 10 years ago.
Mr. Safar said there that these settlements are under international law, seen as illegal. But it seems that the debate over Israeli settlements is often framed in terms of either whether they should be frozen or whether they should be allowed to grow naturally. Why isn't there a debate about the existing settlements that are illegal under international law and what should happen to them?
To start with, the international community have double standards when it comes to deal with any issue regarding any other non-Western country, full stop. Doesn't matter, Arab, Muslim, African, Asian. And when it comes to start of, we'll negotiate the Palestinian, we want to talk about just settlement. Just settlement, it means justice. Justice cannot be done in Palestine with ignoring the millions, over 8 million Palestinian refugees who have the right by the international law measures which we're talking about to return to their homes in Palestine, in occupied Palestine, which is historical Palestine. They call a major part of it Israel now. That's if we want to talk about just settlements. Now we are talking about settlements as political players seizes at the minute, as what the Arab system, official Arabic system, accepted in their peace plan. And that is, they compromise on that peace plan, the Palestinians' right to return, to please or appease the American administration then, and they still don't so. If the Palestinians accept, and there are lots of Palestinian and Arab politicians brags about the Arab peace initiative. The Arab peace initiative is selling the Palestinian outright, especially the right of return. Without the solution, a resolution for the Palestinian refugees will never be peace in the Middle East. Peace will exist in the Middle East as long as there is a just peace and settlement for the Palestinians.
Yeah, and let me come in here if I may, because there's just one more point to wrap up on this, and we're short for time. Mr. Safar, on Wednesday, French President Nicolas Sarkozy called on the visiting Israeli Prime Minister to take, quote, every trust-building step possible in negotiations with the Palestinians, including that complete halt to construction and settlements. Why is Israel being so defiant? Is it just buying time to build as much as possible before caving into European and American demands? Or are we seeing at the beginning of a serious standoff between the two sides? If you can answer in just one minute, please.
I think it's all of these things, really. The government of Israel right now is one of the most extremist, one of the most defiant governments that Israel has had in history. It's an ideological question to them, it's a political question, and it's a question about their own constituencies. That's one. Two, I think Israel has perfected the art of creating facts on the ground. And for them, building settlement and the fast expansion of settlements are immediate facts on the ground that they can use at the negotiation table, that they can use as a very important chip. And what happened in Gaza a few years ago when they pulled out of the settlements there, they had 400 Israelis in a sea of 1 million Palestinians. And they used this as a bargaining chip. So this is really an Israeli tactic, but I would add to it that with this government, it's an ideological, it's a historical, and it's a religious duty, which makes matters much more complicated and makes Israel defiant with the rest of the world. I think we're heading on towards probably a political collision between Israel and the international community on the issue of settlement.
Osama Safar, Director for the Center for Policy Studies, joining us there from Beirut. I'd like to thank you for your comments, and I'd like to also thank our guests in Cairo, Saeb Shaf, Middle East Affairs expert, joining us on the phone. Many thanks to you as well. Many thanks to all our guests for joining us for this edition of News Analysis here on Press TV's International News. You can catch us every day at 18:30 GMT. Do stay tuned, though. News in Brief is to follow.